This is Stephen James on the 29th of September 2009. In fact, I think it's the 30th. Cooper's survival skills. Anderson Cooper is drawn to disaster, says Lisa DiPaolo in Elle. The CNN newscaster has spent his career choosing to immerse himself in tragedies such as the civil war in Bosnia, genocide in Rwanda, and Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. It's not just a quest for ratings, he says. It's partly a reaction to losses in his own life. His father's death, when Cooper was just 10, made him acutely aware how precarious life is. When you lose a parent at a young age, you realize the world is a much different place than you thought it was, and I wanted to be able to know that I could function in this new world. The suicide of his brother 20 years ago also motivated him to plumb the depths of what people could endure. I wanted to go to places where people understood loss and people knew more about it than I did, and where things seemed very real. I find it endlessly fascinating that some people have an inner core or an inner drive or something that allows them to move forward despite all this stuff. Has he figured out what it is? I'm not sure I did, he says, but I have found that it is a very thin line between success and failure. Real estate. Perks galore for homebuyers. Builders pull out all the stops to lure you in the door. The housing slump may be the best thing ever to happen to new home shoppers. Big national builders are making unheard-of cuts in prices and offering other incentives, giving local builders no choice but to follow suit. According to the National Association of Home Builders, 75% of builders are offering incentives. Some deals are spectacular. St. Lawrence Homes, a regional builder in North Carolina and Ohio, recently offered a new car with the purchase of a home. Under a new program, Schumacher Homes, a national custom home builder, will make your first year of mortgage payments. A more common incentive, free upgrades. Says Brian Kennedy, a lender in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, who works with several builders, the builder may spend only $6,000 to give you $10,000 worth of upgrades. So the margin works for them and the buyer gets a deal. Richard American Homes recently offered up to $35,000 towards upgrades in some parts of the country. Jamie and Kate Nelly of Cupertino, California, discovered an offbeat incentive, airline miles. Incentive Real Estate, which has operations in California and Maryland, works with builders to bring in buyers and offers 250,000 miles for the purchase of a home that costs more than $500,000 or 100,000 miles on a less expensive home. Jamie, a mother of three who dreams of a trip to Hawaii, said she's seen other deals, but the miles struck a chord. A vacation is a great incentive, especially with as many tickets as we'll need. An inborn political orientation. The very different way conservatives and liberals view the world isn't just the product of experience or thought, it's also the product of biology, says a new study. Researchers at the University of Nebraska surveyed a group of 46 people on their political views and then exposed them to a series of startling sounds and threatening images, such as a blood-covered face and a maggot-infested wound. People whose views fell on the right side of the spectrum, with expressed support for capital punishment, defense spending and the Iraq War, had much stronger physiological responses, with greater amounts of sweat and eye blinking. Liberals, defined by their support for gay marriage, foreign aid, abortion rights and anti-war views, had more muted fear reactions. They simply didn't perceive the same level of threat. Researcher John Hibbing tells the Washington Post that the results suggest that people's political orientation is at least to some extent hardwired, which is why conservatives and liberals often find each other mystifying. Neither side, he says, is necessarily correct in its interpretation of possible threats. People are simply experiencing the world differently, he says. WRBH pronunciation list. Nuclear, constituency, superfluous, entrepreneur, often, mimicry, rural, epitome, psyche, salmon, Ayatollah Mahmoud al-Hassani, Roger Federer, Shimon Peres, caterpillar, poignant, philanthropic, deference, Illinois, indict, free throw, ballet.